This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Our next question is actually a very long one, but I will give the short answer today, and maybe another time I'll give a longer answer. Brother Nawaz emails and asks about the very, very contentious issue of the triple talaq. Does a triple talaq count as the triple, and so effectively the marriage is over, or does it count as one talaq?
وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَا مِن قَبْلِكَ إِلَّا رِجَالًا نُوحِي إِلَيْهِمْ فَاسْأَلُوا أَهْلَ الذِّكْرِ إِن كُنتُمْ لَا تَعْلَمُونَ.
Now, this is a very hotly debated question. And One day, I will give a much more longer answer in which I go over the evidences and who said what and the development of this question. But that's another day. This is the rapid Q&A. And so I'm going to give the short, quick, and easy one. It is my adamant opinion. It is opinion that, you know, I try my best to be forceful. You know, I try my best to be gentle in many opinions. But in this issue and in some issues, I really do take a bit of a hardline stance and I say, really, this should be the position. And of course, I respect all the ulama who hold their views. I respect them. But still, I forcefully say that the other view is dangerous and harmful. Generally speaking, if two views are there and they don't harm anybody, no big deal. Okay, bismillah. But sometimes a view is actually harmful to people. And the view that a triple talaq effectively finishes the marriage permanently, and the children will be raised without a father, and the wife will not have a husband, is something that really has to be spoken out against. A triple talaq does not constitute a final ending of the marriage. It constitutes one divorce. Now, before I say more than this, I should point out that the triple talaq, by unanimous consensus of all the ulama, is a sin, and it is an innovation, and it is haram, and a person should repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A triple talaq, of course, for those of you who are unaware, it means that a husband says in one occasion, he says, I divorce you, I divorce you, I divorce you, or I divorce you three times. He says it like that. We're not talking about the talaq and then reconciliation, and then after a few months another, and then after a few months. No, we're not talking about that. We're talking about, in one occasion, you know, the man intends to do the triple divorce right then and there. I divorce you, I divorce you, I divorce you. And he means he wants to divorce three times. Or he says, I divorce you three times. That this type of talaq is a type of making fun of the sharia of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, even though the man does not intend to make fun of, but it is effectively a type of sukhriya and a type of istihza of the religion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Anybody who does this must repent for doing something that is foolish and something that is harmful. Now, again, much can be said. This is the rapid Q&A. The opinion of Ibn Taymiyyah and a number of fiqh councils of our times is that this type of triple talaq, it is nonsensical and meaningless for a triple. It is actually one divorce. And this is based on the famous hadith of Ibn Abbas in Sahih Muslim, which is an authentic hadith, that divorce in the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and in the time of Abu Bakr, and in the first 2 years of Umar radiallahu anhu, a triple divorce was counted as one. This is an authentic statement of Ibn Abbas in Sahih Muslim. At-talaq al-thalath was counted as wahida. This is explicit. That if somebody said, I divorce you, I divorce you, I divorce you in this manner, that this would constitute one talaq. Then Umar al-Khattab became angry at this. And he said that, I'm going to translate effectively, not verbatim, and the students of knowledge know this hadith very well. We study it in a lot of detail when we study the books of fiqh and hadith. Umar ibn Khattab said that people have become lax in an issue where they could have taken advantage of the concession of the sharia, but they have shown a moral laxity. They have done something they have not done. So we should penalize them by holding them to account for what they say. So Umar ibn Khattab is saying, you guys are making fun of the sharia, I'm not going to let you do this. I'm going to hold you to account. You're going to say, talaq, talaq, talaq. You know what? I'm going to consider it a triple talaq. Just to make you guys understand, you don't play games by this religion. So Umar ibn Khattab had a way of wanting to curb triple talaqs by inducing fear in the people. Do not play games with the Sharia of Allah. And so he legislated as an act of law, not as the Sharia of the Prophet ﷺ. Because the ruler can fine-tune, the ruler can, you know, do certain things back and forth. The Sharia remains the same, but the ruler has siyasa. The ruler has the right to do various things for temporary time periods. So Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anh decided to make this the law of the land. And because, of course, he is Umar radiallahu anh, and because he is the Khalifa, and because it was the time frame, so it became the dominant position and opinion, and the four madhahib adopted the fatwa of Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anh, because they said, hey, if he did it, who are we to oppose? But you see, the times of Umar were different, and the iman of the people of Umar's time, and their taqwa, and the way they perceived this was different. And so they were frightened, okay, we better not do triple talaq. What has happened in our culture, and especially in the culture I am from, our Indian, Pakistani, Bengali culture, that unfortunately people don't even know how to give talaq. And so they will say talaq, talaq, talaq. And they intend the triple, and they say it in a state of anger. And then when they calm down, you know, the kids are crying, the wife is like, what have you done? And he says, oh my God, what am I going to do now? And they go here and there looking for fatwas. And the times have changed, and ignorance has increased, and iman has gone down. Why ruin a family for the foolishness and stupidity of one man? And it is foolishness, and I will not mince my words. And it is stupidity, and I will not mince my words. Any man who does this, wallahi, has not understood the sanctity of marriage. You don't play games. Nonetheless, he was foolish. He has to repent to Allah. His foolishness should not be penalized. You know, his children should not be penalized for his foolishness. The marriage should not be jeopardized because of his idiocy. And I'm being very blunt here and a bit harsh here, because again, you know, men, Allah has given you responsibility. If you fail to live up to that responsibility, you have fallen short, and you have to answer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Bottom line, this is rapid Q&A. I have gone too long. And perhaps one day I'll give a longer answer in this regard. But it is my position that I stand firm on, that we should not break marriages. And we should not bring about a sense of children without fathers and husbands and wives being broken apart because of a 10-second foolish phrase that the husband utters. If a man utters triple talaq, this constitutes one divorce. One divorce. And he should repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if he wants to take his wife back, take his wife back. And then inshallah the marriage will continue. And this is the position of many of the modern fiqh councils. And it is the position of the Mufti of Saudi Arabia. And it is the position before him of Ibn Taymiyyah ibn al-Qayyim and many great ulama. Wallahu ta'ala a'lam.
Ya man ajabat du'a nuhin fantasar وحملته في فلكك المشحون يا من أحال النار حول خليله روحا وريحانا بقولك كون